Chapter 3. Shore Leave. Tanky Cooper was determined to teach Judy how to be a proper pointer, so he tried to pass along the techniques required for her to be an asset to the ship's hunting parties. Reprovisioning with fresh game was essential for the gunboats, and the Gnat was slackening in its ability to procure some of the region's plentiful poultry for her stores. But while Cooper had a strong desire to teach, Judy did not have an equal inclination to learn. Despite the long hours Cooper spent with the animal, demonstrating what Judy was supposed to do by getting down on all fours himself alongside the ship's chicken coops and pointing in a rigid manner, the lessons didn't take. She would just hop around her friend, playing rather than studying. "I think she took the whole thing as entertainment," Cooper recorded. One afternoon, he took Judy ashore for her first real test, working on the assumption that once she was out in the field, natural instincts would take over. The lone time she pointed in perfect form, like something right out of the manual, came early in the hunt. Unfortunately, instead of directing the men's shotguns at a bird, she was pointing right at Tanky. With a frenzied shout of, "Don't bloody shoot!" Cooper managed to avoid disaster. On another attempt, Judy disappeared into the brush, presumably to flush ducks or quail. She was gone for a long time, and Tanky eventually went off to search for her. A little ways on, he heard a heart-rending howl, the likes of which he'd never heard from the dog. He crashed through the forest, following the sounds. Then he saw her, a picture of abject misery. She had plunged into a large pool of mud, or perhaps quicksand. Tanky couldn't tell which. In his haste to rescue his friend, he plunged into the mire himself, only realizing what he had done once he was in up to his chest. It turns out it wasn't mud. It was an open-air cesspit. First Judy and now Tanky had waded into a gargantuan pile of shit. Here then was proof that in